Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the virtues of zakat, the importance of zakat, zakat being compulsory in Islam, the obligation of zakat and other related matters. Up till now we were doing the hadith that are showing us the maqam, showing us the status of zakat, a very, very important status of zakat in Islam. And we'll still continue with the hadith explaining to us how important zakat is in Islam. Sometimes a person's emphasis is on his salat. Salat is there, imaniyat is there. But zakat is something that is just left. Our accountant will calculate it, or when we get the time, we'll work it out. So it's not given the same importance that salat is given. It's not given the same importance that imaniyat is given. But yet when we see the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, very often zakat is mentioned in the same rank as imaniyat, as salat. And then zakat is mentioned, showing us the importance of zakat is not something that is light, something that should be taken lightly. It's something that we should take very, very seriously. An Abi Ayyub radiyallahu anhu anna rajulan qala lin nabiyyi sallallahu alayhi wasallam akhbirni bi'amalin yudkhiluni al-jannah qala ta'budullaha wa la tushriku bihi shay'a wa tuqimus salata wa tu'ti az-zakata wa tasilu ar-rahim. Muttafaqun alayh. Hazrat Abu Ayyub radiyallahu anhu narrates that a man asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, tell me of an action that will ensure my entrance into Jannah, that will enter me, such an action that will enter me into Jannah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied that you worship Allah Ta'ala without ascribing any partner with him, establish salah, give zakat, and maintain ties of kinship. So here this sahabi, he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam such a beautiful question. But this was like the concern of the sahaba. I need to do some action. What can I do that will allow me to get into Jannah? Unfortunately, most of our concern today, most of our worry today is what deal I can strike so that I can make more money. What is the best investment? Where can I, which property can I buy? Or what person is more interested in the things of this world? Sahaba, that overriding concern of theirs was what? Akhirat. What action I can do? What amal I can do? So therefore you'll find the question also to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was based on this. Tell me of such an action that will enter me into Jannah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned these things. So just to repeat it, that you worship Allah Ta'ala, that's got to do with imaniyat. Don't ascribe any partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, establish salah. Number three, give zakat. And number four, maintain ties of kinship. So again, we see that with salat, zakat is mentioned. With imaniyat, zakat is mentioned. Telling us that zakat is not a light thing in Islam. It's on very, very serious. One of the pillars of Islam is zakat. An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu, anna a'rabiyan ata an-nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, faqala ya Rasulallah, دلني على عمل إذا عملته دخلت الجنة قال تعبد الله لا تشرك به شيئا وتقيم الصلاة وتؤتي الزكاة المفروضة وتصوم رمضان قال والذي نفسي بيده لا أزيد على هذا فلما ولى قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من سره أن ينظر إلى رجل من أهل الجنة فلينظر إلى هذا. متفق عليه. هذا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that a Bedouin came to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell me about an action which if I do, I will enter Jannah. So this hadith is similar to the previous one. It's a separate hadith, but very similar in words to the previous one. O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Bedouin is asking, tell me about an action which if I do, I will enter Jannah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, worship Allah Ta'ala without ascribing any partner with him, establish salah, give the obligatory zakat, and fast in Ramadan. This person then said, I take an oath by that being in whose control is my life, I will do no more than this. When he turned to leave, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, one who would like to see one of the inhabitants of Jannah should look at this person. One who would like to see the inhabitants of Jannah should look at this person. This person was a sahabi that had recently accepted Islam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sufficed with which was compulsory.
teaching us something, that when we are teaching people things, also we teach gradually. We don't start teaching everything one time, because you'll confuse the new Muslim. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him the important things, spoke to him about imaniyat, spoke to him about salat, spoke to him about zakat. So these were the important things which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him about, and also fasting in the month of Ramadan. So this person took it so seriously that this is what Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling me. I'm just going to do this, what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is telling him. Not to say that he didn't have any desire to do anything else, but in other words, an expression that I'm going to hold to what you are telling me, I'm going to hold to it very, very firmly. So Rasulullah sallam never tell him about anything that's optional actions. Because now it would have been difficult, Nabi sallam telling him about the farais, telling him about the nawafil, all the optional. But gradually, just to teach him first what is very, very important, that is what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him. One time he would become accustomed, this person would become accustomed to the compulsory actions, and his heart would naturally then be inclined towards the optional actions of worship. So this teaches us one hikmat also, is that gradually, when you're teaching people, teach them gradually. You can't teach everything in one day. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, another point that comes out from this hadith, is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that whoever wishes to see a person of Jannah, then they should look at this person. So we normally hear of the Ashara Mubashara, the 10 people, the Ashara Al-Mubashara, the 10 people that have been given glad tidings of Jannah. Here we see that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was giving somebody else the glad tidings of Jannah. He's telling Sahaba, if you would like to see a person of Jannah, then look at this person. So those Ashara Al-Mubashara, those 10 people that have been given glad tidings of Jannah, that was in one gathering, 10 people were given. But like that, there were others also that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had given glad tidings of Jannah. For example, the Hazrat Hassan radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Hussein radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, and the noble wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam were also given glad tidings of Jannah. But the Ashara al-Mubashara, those 10 people were given in one gathering. These others were given separately. But what we learn is they were more than 10 that were given glad tidings of Jannah. One more short hadith to finish off for today. An Jarir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu qal, Bayatu an-Nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala iqami as-salati wa ita'i az-zakati wa nushi li kulli muslimin muttafaqun alayhi. Hazrat Jarir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu narrates, I pledged allegiance to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to establish salah, to give zakat, and to give good advice to every Muslim. Yeah, good advice means to be well, to wish well for every single Muslim. He said, I took a pledge of allegiance for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that I'm going to do this. Again, salah, zakat, and wish well for every Muslim. Again, we see, would salat comes, zakat. So showing us that this is something very, very important. Allah Ta'ala give us also the tawfiq to give it his importance. When people give zakat that due importance, then you'll find that even at the year, like how you have a financial year end, then a person closes up his business, there's notices up that we are doing stock take, so we'll be closed for this particular day. So many times you'll find that people are busy with their stock takes. It's something very, very important, financial year end. But when a person has got zakat, has something that is important, then on his zakat date also he'll put a big notice outside that this is a calculation of zakat. So therefore we are doing stock take for the purposes of zakat. The person will give it even more importance that he'll give it normally to the financial year end when he's doing a stock take for auditing purposes and accounting purposes. Even more importance he'll give when it is now to take stock of my items for the purposes of zakat. One point that we must remember when it comes to zakat, unlike in accounting world, auditing world, you'll get 28th of Feb, for example, as financial year end. Islam doesn't work with the solar calendar. We work with the lunar calendar. So a person's zakat date must be exactly the same day every year on the lunar calendar. So for example, if my zakat date is 1st of Ramadan, then every year 1st of Ramadan, it doesn't matter what the English date is, that doesn't play a part. I need to fix it on the solar on the lunar calendar. 1st of Ramadan, every year I need to calculate. Or for example, if it is 15th of Shaban or any other date, whatever Islamic date it is, every single year, the same Islamic date, I need to use that date to calculate my zakat. This is one very common mistake that people make. they either link it up with the financial year end, or they use some solar English date, and then the zakat calculation will go completely off. So therefore, we must fix. If we haven't, fixed an Islamic date, then we must fix a date and try and see whatever we have missed out because we haven't been fixed an Islamic date all these years, and try and cover up for that. And moving forward, we must maintain that Islamic, that soul, that lunar calendar date. We must maintain it, and every year give it its importance. All these ahadith we are seeing, showing us what a high rank zakat is holding, but yet many of us don't even know what is our lunar calendar date for zakat. There is something now for us to take back and think that I need to give zakat the importance that it holds in Islam. Allah Pak, give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.